It didn't take long for a new highly contagious variant of the coronavirus to spread across England and then to shut down travel to the UK. And this week, it's been found in the US. Cases have been discovered in Colorado and California, and health experts say it won't stop there. Bill Hanage is an epidemiologist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. It's not known just how the variant of the virus got here, but he's not surprised it did.
The thing about infectious diseases is that they can move with people. They go where people go. And because it has been introduced to the country and is now transmitting at some low rate in the community, we don't know how much it's transmitting in the community. People haven't really been looking for it. It has to be said that we are in a state where there's a rapidly evolving situation, and we're going to be looking very closely over the next few weeks in order to try and figure out exactly where it is and how common it is.
Right. And so you said we haven't been looking for it. The Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts, Mary Lou Sutter, said we just assume that we have community transmission in Massachusetts and we need everybody to begin engaging in good public health measures. If we know that this is more contagious, this variant, does that mean that it is spread through more than airborne particles?
When we're thinking about it being really contagious, one thing I want to point out is that at present, this is very dependent upon the situation where it arose in the southeast of England at a time where there were significant restrictions in place. So that's a really important thing. We do not know what it's going to do in other places with maybe less strong restrictions. We also don't know whether or not it is just more contagious full stop because, for instance, people shed more viral particles, or if there is some shift in the types of those things which are particularly risky contacts. That's not something which is currently known. But you know, the headline conclusion that there is good evidence to suggest that this is more transmissible than what went before, that's beginning to become really consistent.
Can you just clarify that in terms of our everyday life? I mean, for those of us who used to, for instance, rinse off everything we bought that was going to go into the refrigerator and don't do it anymore, might we have to do something like that or wash our hands much more often?
I think it's premature to be able to say anything about that because we just don't know enough at the moment. I mean, one thing that I will say is that it's, to quote somebody I know on social media, we should remember it's not a magic virus. It's one which is going to be substantially stopped by the types of precautions that we have been taking up until now. So we should re-engage in them and we should rethink. In particular, we're talking on New Year's Eve. I'm hoping that we're not going to see an increase in infections following the parties, which are inevitably going to be happening in at least some places this evening. And I think we're probably going to go into 2021 in a pretty bad place. I think that we need to redouble our efforts restricting the transmission of the virus, in particular because we do have vaccines on the way.
The vaccines that are on the way, how soon will we know if they are able to ward off this variant?
It's a very good question. I think that people like me expect them to be very good against the variant. We don't expect the variant to be very differently affected. And there's some helpful results, again, from the United Kingdom. They have examined whether or not people who were infected in the spring were more likely to be reinfected by the variant than just the regular viruses. And they didn't find any difference, or at least certainly not any large difference. So that's comforting. Given what we know at the moment, there's good reason to be optimistic about the efficacy of the vaccines against the variant.
So as an epidemiologist and as someone who lives in Massachusetts, I wonder if you have a word for those who might be partying tonight for New Year's Eve and for those who work in the healthcare system who are probably expecting to have to deal with people who show up with this variant.
Absolutely. When it comes for the marvelous, brilliant men and women who work in the healthcare system in Massachusetts, I think we should all sincerely thank them and we should all be looking out for more transmission, because right now we've got hospitalizations at about 2,000. That's roughly half what the peak was in the spring, but climbing quickly. So if you're thinking of partying tonight, if you think of getting together in a large party, in particular indoors, eating, drinking and all that, I'm sorry, just don't. Because it's really gratifying that the assumption is that the variant's here already. It could also start increasing quite rapidly. That's what we have seen elsewhere. So when people find that it's here, don't panic. Just remember, we carry on. We have a whole bunch of things we can do which can really reduce the risk of us getting infected with this virus, and we need to remember to keep doing them. it's a really crucial point in the pandemic. We shouldn't lose sight of the goal now.
Bill Hanage is an epidemiologist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thanks so much for talking with us. Happy New Year.
Yes, and to you and yours, take care of yourselves and others.